All right, hello and welcome back to episode... Wait, hold on, let me do that again.
We don't have any cuts. We've only had one cut ever. I'm not making another cut.
Just make that cut. Hey, SB community.
Nope.
Welcome
cut.
To...
No. Now, if we're doing it a second time, we're not going to start off with SB community.
Hello and welcome back to our Jordan episode. Justice? Episode 23. Yeah, I thought that would be cool.
Oh, okay, wait.
I'm trying to relate to the young.
Wait.
To the young.
Wait, redo it.
Justice
I wasn't
hit
ready.
Me with it.
I wasn't... Wait, what do you want me to do? Also,
That's Kobe. That,
I think it was just bad he form. He
just tried to shoot a basketball shot. You said, that's Kobe?
No, I know, but that's normally what you do for Kobe.
He's literally just shooting a basketball.
Okay, Megan, I'm going to... Give you five shots. You tell me which player it is.
Okay.
You ready?
Okay.
Number one.
Kobe.
Number two.
I'm still Kobe.
And then you're like, Jokic, Jokic, Jokic.
Hey, SB community. Hello, and welcome back to the Jordan episode.
Kobe.
Okay. We're keeping all this.
No, we have to keep.
Okay. What's been going on this week?
I got a new job.
No way.
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
No, got a new job, just a part-time job, so I'm still going to be doing freelance. I don't know. It's boring stuff, though. Not the job, but like that talk. I don't know.
Okay. You've been liking it so far?
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's good. It's like I said, it's just part time. So it's not really like a normal job that like would be in office or anything like that. It's kind of just like project based.
Yeah. That's cool, though.
Yeah. But, but yeah. And then just keeping stuff with freelance and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
How was your week?
It was good. We had Memorial Day, so we got to play some golf, got to get in the pool for the first time this year, do things like that. It was a lot of fun. Just off the top, I want to call this out. I feel like I just got roasted by my grandma over text. She sent me this. My grandma's obviously super sweet. She's my grandma. But she texted me out of the blue today. Which it started off really nice. They have these skylight frames. You know what those are?
Skylight frames?
Skylight frames is what the brand is called, but I can like upload pictures to their accounts and it goes on this digital picture frame. I think your parents have one. She texts me just, I love to look at those pictures of you and Megan and the baby. Mm-hmm. You're such a cute couple. I have to look at all the all caps old ones. Because I don't have any new ones. Did you forget about your grandma? I still love you.
Whoa.
Dude, how should I take that?
Wait, did you respond or?
I said, haha, I love you too. I just uploaded 18 new photos. So I was like,
she's done that to me too.
I better get on.
Was this the one I met on Memorial Day?
No.
No, the other one. She couldn't make it. She wasn't feeling well. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
She called me out. I also. Didn't get called out, but on my birthday.
Is this about our grandma?
Yes.
I have the same story, I bet.
On my birthday?
Not on your birthday, but she, when this whole scenario happened, just say.
On my birthday, I had sent her pictures of Evelyn, her 8-month pictures, like a couple weeks ago.
This is to your grandma?
Yes, to my grandma. She responded, this was on my birthday. I am so sorry. I'm just now getting back to you. Evelyn's pictures were so cute and sweet and so precious. I saw her in church Sunday and she was so cute, but so sleepy. She is just so precious. I can't wait for her to let me hold her. I would appreciate it if you would get me a bottle of that oil and a flower. Thank you. And I love you.
Wait, what?
Like, did not tell you happy birthday?
That's crazy.
No, like the perfume, like flower thing that I got her. She wants another one. And so she just said that. And I just said, glad you like the pictures. I'll try to get to the boutique to get you one.
Happy. You should have like told her happy birthday.
And then she says, it's not my birthday. And you say, I thought we had the same birthday.
But no, yeah, not the same scenario, but I thought it was going to be similar because our grandma, well, which side was that?
That was Meow Maddox.
Oh, okay. So with, that was on our mom's side, our dad's side, we had, I had a different thing where she just, our grandma just recently got a new phone. She's always had like
got an iPhone,
a Samsung or Android, but she got an iPhone. And I thought it was going to be related because she's been calling everybody, but no one has her new number. And so,
all think it's spam.
And so, well, so I actually, for some reason, it said Covington, Kentucky. She does not live in Covington, Kentucky. But anyway, I get this phone call like, I don't know, like 9 o'clock at night. I'm like at rehearsal, like ending rehearsal at like, this was like last week.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like walking off the stage of like drum rehearsal or whatever. And I like, I'm like, who is this? I answer it. And she goes, Justice? And I was like, hello? Who is this? I literally didn't know right off the bat. And if she would have said one more word, I would have realized it. But she's like, it's Mamma, blah, blah. Goes on like about like how she's like, yeah, it's me, Mamma. She keeps saying, it's me, Mamma. I was like, no, yeah, I know. I just don't know why my phone didn't pop up. I have your number. I don't know why your name didn't pop up. My phone was glitching or something. She's like, well, that's because you never call me. Oh, my gosh, dude. I was like, no, we've called and talked before. Your number was just a random number. And she's, I was like, did you get in? And this, now my brain is like all mixed up because I knew she got a new iPhone, but I wasn't thinking. I was like, did you get, like, did you change your number? Did you get it? She's like, no, no. I'm like jogging her memory, me not even thinking that she got a new iPhone. She's like, nothing changed. Nothing changed. And she's calling everybody with a number and people are like, why is your number different? She's like, I don't know. And
they, side note also about them. They called me on my birthday to sing happy birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And then Pappy just started talking about Evelyn, because that's who everyone really cares about, is just my baby.
Right.
But I told her we were going to go swimming. And so he was like, is she going to get in the pool? And I said, yeah. And he started telling me some story about how he threw his grandson in the pool. And he was like, and I just took Jed and he was screaming. I just put him under and now he's in the army.
That's crazy. Like, that's directly correlated.
Probably. I was like, that's yes, insane. That is. Right, and that's why.
Because he already got trauma.
Yeah, he was saying that. But then at the that same party, he was saying how the army was like his least favorite out of the.
It's like, I am not proud of Jed. That boy can't even swim.
The army, really?
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, the worst is when, like, I think all of our grandparents have done it so far.
Whoa.
have done this, what I'm about to say so far. Not done it. But I think there's something with babies just inherently not feeling comfortable around old, like older people a lot of times. And so that's sort of like a, what feels like a natural thing I've seen with most babies, but then also like they just obviously don't see them as much as they see. Well, definitely Megan and I, but our immediate family, my parents, your parents, whatever, dude, the worst is I never know how to respond, but every one of our grandparents since she's been alive has just in one way or another been like, well, she doesn't care for me. She, but she doesn't even know who I am.
I know. I know. Like, it's crazy.
She's a baby.
I know. It's crazy one, that they say that.
Yeah. Two.
Every single one of our we crazily, all four of our grandmas are still alive. Every single one of them has said that.
And I don't know what to say. So every time I just go, oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
I feel like I've seen you do that before.
What am, well, because like.
You're like, duh.
Because like, I want them to see her more, but like, that's obviously part of it. Yeah, I'm just like, eh.
Like, wah.
Oh, she just texted me. I love them, honey. Thank you so much. Let's go.
Let's go.
That's a win for the good guys.
How did you have 18 pictures to send?
Jordan Flugin.
I just went and scrolled back and click a bunch of them and then sent it to her. Stuff from the PGA, stuff from wherever. Just anything that had Evelyn in it, basically.
I know, but you had 18 like good enough pictures to put on the frame.
They're good enough for grandma.
We'll see how they look on the frame, because most of them are iPhone photos and the frame is portrait and frame is landscape. And that's
if it's
portrait,
like mom's, so it can do like two.
Yeah, it'll do two.
Oh, well, that'll be good then. Anyways, yeah, I don't know. But I had an interesting work experience today.
Okay.
So I got what they said was hand-selected for a small group of people to go to this, like, leadership development, skills development outing, and it was an improv workshop.
Holy.
And so when it came across my calendar as, like, improv workshop, I was like, I kind of thought, like, surely it's not just, like, improv. Like, it's going to be, like, us using techniques of improv to develop innovative ideas for our team or something like that.
Right.
It was, they tried to gear it towards that, but it was pretty much like improv.
Like, so walk me through this.
So yeah, so it was kind of awkward, but the people who facilitated it did a good job. Like, they started us out kind of getting our feet wet with, like, there was like maybe 8 or 10 of us from the team. And so, they had us all get in a circle and then we would do an exercise where it was just like, you would start with, everybody would say one word and it would go once upon a time and then it would keep going around and you would go around and tell a story, mm-hmm. but try to be quick on your feet and try to make it sound like someone's talking like this, not like once upon.
Yeah, me and my friends did that when we were younger.
So I'm doing it for my job.
Nice. I did that with Mamaw.
A lot of Mamaw content tonight. But they
thumbnail is just like an old random old lady off of like Getty Images.
So we did that. Then they had us get in like a line where you would like say like 3 lines to each other. So someone would say something and you had to say yes and this, yes and this. And then you would sprint to the back of the line and the team had 45 seconds to get through as many conversations as they could and then would go to like the people on the other side. We mm-hmm. were sort of competing. And then, dude, I didn't know what I was doing. At one point, the girl, it's me and this girl on my team, and she just goes, Blake, I love the shoes. And I just said, yes, and they're red and black. Just like the worst improv of all time. I should have been like,
the conversation's going nowhere.
Yes, and I'm super fast in them. Okay, I should have like pivoted somewhere, but it was like, they were just like, maybe try to be less like, just less, super accurate.
Maybe try to be less boring.
Yeah. So then people, like, people had to, then we like were across the room. So people had to like run to the middle of the room and do it. And so like, it's all happening so fast. I don't know what to do. The first guy sprints out and the girl just like, they literally sprint to the middle of the room, which I'm like, do we need to be sprinting? Mm. And he was just like, the building's on fire. And I was just, every time something like that was said, I was just like, yes, and
what did you say after that?
That was a girl with them or something. What'd I said say? like I was just very conversational. So the girl I went with or something said like, "Hey, we should go to the drive-thru." And I said, "Yes, and get some food or something." Like, it
was, and they're like,
just all
they're
like super like, I didn't know what to do, so I was kind of bad at it. And then,
was that when the building was on fire? Or was the restaurant?
The building's on fire. Yes, and food.
So let's go to the drive-thru.
Yes. No. It's so, well done.
Yeah.
Our
so
food is well done.
So then, from there, they kind of tried to split the workshop into like improv / like a little workshop on like public speaking. And so, like, sort of okay. in the transition middle of that, we had to go up. So people are sitting almost like a AA meeting or something. Like, people are sitting in like a half circle of chairs and someone okay. will go in the front and talk. And so you'd have to walk up there and they would just give you a statement and you had to defend it. So it was basically like they gave us a premise of like you have to give your point. You have to state your point. You have to give an explanation. You have to cite an example, and then mm-hmm. you have to summarize. And so I go up there, and they were just like, they said, like, I believe aliens aren't real. So then, like, literally on the spot, you have to, like, go through this process of defending why you believe aliens aren't real, even if that's not true, whatever. So it was, like, all that stuff. I was, like, not that great at it the whole time, but got through it, and then they went into, like, a public speaking thing. But it was, what?
Nothing. I'm just listening.
But it was super interesting, and I thought we could try to do some improv live.
Oh, gosh.
On the pod.
This is all improv.
Yeah, this is basically all improv.
Yeah, I think actually under Apple Podcasts, it makes you pick a category, and there was no podcast category because I was on Apple Podcasts, and the one thing I chose was improv. So under,
that's good. Well, hopefully our one listener of all time on that has seen.
Under Apple Podcasts, I think our category is improv. So
let's go.
There you go.
Megan, give us a topic, and Justice and I will try to improv riff on it.
Wait, which game are we doing?
I don't know. Maybe just give us a topic, or, and then
or
Justice
should we just
and I
start
will.
A story?
Yeah, let's start a story.
Yeah, okay. Do that.
When it gets really bad, we'll just.
I'm gonna be we'll bad at going. It's gonna be hard going fast because there's only two of us.
Fuzz.
I know it's this whole place is infested with fuzzes. Dude, infested with fuzzes.
Ted is what did you call it?
Molting.
Dude.
She said it's a bird term, but we think Ted's doing it. It's like losing hair in big, big clumps.
Isn't it like an everything term? Don't crabs like
I don't know.
Molt
whatever.
Out of their shell or something?
Oh, is that called the same thing?
Justin, so. Start us off on a good story here.
Is it just one word? Or is it your six words?
I don't know. Do three words.
Three? Wait. Now I'm thinking about it too much.
Okay, do one word back and forth. Start with once upon a time.
So, okay, it just starts with once upon a time. Once upon a time.
No, you say once, I say upon.
Oh my gosh, once.
Upon.
A.
Time.
I.
Walked.
Around.
The.
Restaurant
with
my
shirt
around
my
head.
It
felt
so
amazing
that
I
almost
eventually
closely.
And entirely. Oh, no, that's two. And.
Entirely.
No. Blake refuses to say a word that's not a descriptive word. Oh, fell.
Into.
The.
Frying.
Pan.
And there you have it, folks.
I was trying to think of something more crazy, but
where were we going with that for a minute?
I don't know. I wanted to get back to like fire or something, but I should have said
we should have done
get back to fire.
We should have done where another game they did was like where someone I'll just start telling a story and whatever, and like I have like a counter person, and each person had like a person behind them that had a bell. And so I would just start telling a story, and if they hit the bell, I had to pivot totally change
I've
it.
I've seen that game.
That
or,
was the game I
or
was
do like the
about.
Opposite. And then there was a narrator person who at any point could also yell switch, and then Justice would start talking and keep going with the story.
Here, how about we just do bell him. We just do like improv, but if Megan is like if Megan yells like change it, then we have to like change the subject. Have you seen that where it's like,
yeah,
where they're like, they're on stage and then they're like, they'll be talking. And so he's like, I'm your father. And he's like, change it.
Change.
He's like,
I'm your mother.
I'm your mother. Yeah.
Change.
Yeah.
And do it like three times in a row. And they'll be like, I'm your mother. Yeah. Change. Is like,
yeah. I love
like,
you.
Yeah. I love you. Dude,
all I could think about the whole time we were there though was the Michael Scott where he's like, what did Michael just say to you?
Did
and
you
he's,
ever
like,
pull out?
He's like, he told me that he can't show it to me, but that he has a gun.
Did you ever bought a gun? No one can top it.
No, I should have. No one I think can I ever set something on fire at one point, but maybe that was it. I started thinking during the improv set because when like people were going and you think, what would I say? All my thoughts became destructive.
Mm.
What does that mean? Like they would be like, and I was walking and it was pretty outside and there were butterflies flying around and there was whatever. And then they pivot and do whatever. And I was thinking the only place my mind would go is like, and then I saw a building on fire.
Because
that's not good.
No, your mind creates conflict. That's conflict drives stories.
And I killed the butterfly. And yeah, a little boy saw me kill that butterfly.
Yeah.
And it affected him for the rest of his life.
You're trying to make a good story.
Zoom out. I was dreaming and the little boy was me.
Hey, don't beat yourself up for being a creative. Do not beat yourself up for being a creative.
All I do in improv is talk in layers of dreams like Inception. Zoom out from that. Now I'm in a bathtub.
I jump in the pool. Just kidding. I wake up. Yeah. This is the bad place.
Zoom out.
I look
from
for
that.
My totem.
Yeah. Yeah. Everything was my imagination, and I'm at school.
Yeah.
All of that.
While I'm at school, I'm sitting in history class. The lesson's getting so boring, I rest my arm to fall asleep on my hand. I slip off, I hit my head on the desk, I wake up.
Zoom out even further.
I'm an African prince.
Zoom out even further, and now that I'm an African prince, I was playing with erasers, and the houses in the neighborhood were actually just erasers lined up on my table. Zoom out further from that.
This is turning into the Michael Scott Paper Company commercial pitch.
That's what I was thinking of, dude. Zoom out from that. It's actually a sand. He's like, we're on a beach. Zoom out from that. We're on a sand pit. He's like,
zoom out from that. We're on a sandbox at a kid's playground.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, man, this guy was layers deep.
Dude, he's like, he's running. When they're running, they're trying to get like the running track shot. And they're like outside the office. He's like, there's supposed to be stands and people. And he's like, we should have shot this at a track.
Dude, actually, this makes me think of this. Have you seen the stuff going around about the story of the guy in the lamp?
No.
No?
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you looked at me like you.
Do you know who Mr. Exactly Ballin is?
Mr. Ballin?
Yeah. He's got like 8, 9 million.
That's a sweet name.
8 or 9 million.
Oh, is that not his actual name? It's just his YouTube name?
His name is like.
You can never trust.
I don't know, Ben Allen something like Nick Allen or something. And he had like a Reddit page or something that was like Nick B. Allen. And then like people, because there was no punctuation, they thought his name was like Nick Ballin and then whatever. And he says he was a Navy SEAL and like all of the guys wanted to be Navy SEALs would try to be super respectful and like email him and they would say like, dear Mr. Ballin. Or whatever, and so he just, like, became whatever. But he takes these stories that he can get, like, rights to that are all real stories that happens, and he tells them, like, basically has a channel where he tells, like, really interesting or scary stories and, like, has blown up. He's got, like, millions of subscribers.
How does he tell the story?
He's just a really good storyteller. I don't know.
You just mean, like, he just says it?
Yeah, I mean, there's, like, setting that kind of get you into it, but then he just, like, tells the stories, like verbally, yeah.
So it's just like him verbally saying it like at a table or something? Is it like a video?
I watched a podcast he was on where he was telling stories, but I haven't officially watched like clips from his YouTube, I guess. And so I don't know what the setting is like totally on there. I think it's just like a picture with him sort of green screened in front of it telling the story that sets the tone. Anyways, I'll do a bad job with this story, but essentially it was crazy. Essentially there's this story where this guy met this girl in college and he like goes into details about like this whole life they had together. They were like college sweethearts. And then like, I guess he goes into like details of like, she didn't really like him at first, but then like kind of warmed up to him. They end up getting married and kind of like this American dream story. Like they like have this house, they have these two kids, like a boy and a girl, they're done having kids and like life's great. They both have jobs. And like one night this guy's just sitting in his living room. And he's just like, I guess they have the TV on and whatever. And he's like getting ready to go to bed. His wife goes upstairs to get ready. And he's like looking at this lamp. And he notices that like everything in the room is in focus. But the body of this lamp on the end table is blurry. And like he kind of like rubs his eyes and looks away and looks back. And like the lamp is blurry. But everything in the room is in focus.
Hold on. Let me tell you real quick. Just real quick side note. You got me locked in right now. You have me dialed.
I can't believe you haven't heard this.
You have me dialed. I'm on the edge of my seat right now.
Thanks, bro.
Okay. You're good. You might be a good storyteller.
Thanks, brother. Let's get back in.
I ruined it. Okay. Keep going.
Thanks, brother. Also, what happened to Sketch? He died.
No, what do you mean? He's still huge.
I don't see him anywhere.
Dude, I still see him all the time, dude.
People were like, this guy's hilarious. And they were like, this guy might have something wrong with him. Maybe we should chill.
Oh, okay. Back to the story.
So he's sitting. His wife's gone up. The kids are in bed.
He's going blind over a lamp. He's just staring at the sun.
Everything.
It's actually the sun. Zoom out. It's the sun just staring at the sun for too long.
It's that boom. He's on a beach. No, so he sees this lamp, it's vibrating. He kind of like...
Wait, it's vibrating
like,
now?
No, sorry, it's not vibrating. It's blurry. It's blurry.
It's blurry.
He just hears a...
Zoom out.
Did I get someone's phone ringing?
It was his phone. Somebody's phone is ringing the whole time.
Anyways, so he sees it and he thinks like, I don't know what this is, but am I like having a stroke? What is this? But he's like, it's not too serious. I feel fine. So
he's getting a migraine, bro. It's a... blurry spot.
Yeah, he kind of attributes it to that. He doesn't call the doctor, whatever. He goes to bed. The next day, or no, that night, he like can't stop thinking about it. And so he gets up out of bed and he goes downstairs and he sits on the couch and he looks at it and it's still blurry. But everything else is in focus. And so he stays down there all night. He can't get it off his mind. He stays up. His wife comes down for work in the morning, knows he's on the couch, and she's like, what's going on? He says, I'm not feeling well. I think I'm going to stay home from work today. And she like notices something.
Scared.
She like notices something's up, and he's literally never missed a day of work since he's had this job.
Of course.
And so she's like, okay, it like raises a red flag, but she says, okay. She takes the kids to school. She goes to work. She comes home. He's still sitting on the couch looking at this. While she's been away, he's looking at the lamp, and the lamp has turned upside down in space. It's still blurry, but from his view, everything else is perfectly fine. But this lamp is upside down on the shade with the body of the lamp blurry in the air. And so,
like in his mind.
Yes.
But the lamp's still
upright. But like it's physically like that when he's looking at it.
Right.
He's
but not, like the lamp's not seeing. Physically turned in the room. Okay.
It's not. No one else sees it. His wife confirms she doesn't see it.
So like he's talking to his wife now also like.
Well, she gets home and she's concerned. So she starts to like call the doctor, whatever. As he's looking at the lamp, he said the lamp started to grow in his field of view. And it's blurry and it's still upside down. And it starts to grow in his field of view until it's all he can see.
What?
And so whatever the pattern on this lamp is, imagine it's a red lamp. All he sees is this red blur. And then it all goes like that. He starts to hear, it goes black. He hears this deafening noise. And he hears what sounds like college kids like screaming and cheering and doing things.
Dude, if you're like baiting me, I'm actually scared right now.
Listen, this is the story.
Do I want to know this?
Yes. He hears like what's college kids screaming. He opens his eyes.
No, his head is like
he opens
pounding.
His eyes, and he's sitting on a field as he sees a police officer run up, scoop him up in the arms, take him to an ambulance, and rush away. And he's saying, where are my wife and kids? Where am I? Where am I? They rush him to the hospital. Dude.
This is freaking me out.
This guy was a senior in college playing football. He got hit in the head and knocked out in a game. And while he was out for like 10 minutes, his mind constructed this whole life where he had this wife and two kids.
No, it wasn't even 10 minutes. It was like less than a minute.
Whatever. Oh my God. He constructed this whole life where he had a wife that he knew the name of, two kids that he knew the names of. And now it was all gone because none of them ever existed. And now he is like a recluse, and he has like told this story
like
and like says that he is in counseling because he's having to mourn this family that never existed. And he like still has dreams regularly where like his kids will run up to him and whatever.
Oh my gosh.
Is that not insane?
That's awful.
Yeah. So I hope I didn't scare you too bad.
But holy frick.
I only knew about it because I started seeing random things on Instagram where it would just be people like a video of them just like happy. It's like when you're hanging out and your husband's playing with the kids and a lamp starts to look funny.
Gosh, yeah, dude.
I told Megan, I was like, imagine hitting the guy so hard that you gave him a whole family. Dude. I mean, super sad for that guy, but that's the craziest story. It's crazy what your mind can do.
Dude, it's powerful. Gosh.
Yeah, so.
Sorry. I didn't need to know that.
Was that going to, like, bum you out?
Dude, I don't know. Like, sometimes I just think about things too hard. Like, how invested I was in that story. Like, I feel like sometimes, and maybe that's just like, that's like how I am, like my personality, but like I was invested in that story. Like,
it's a good story.
I mean, it is, but I'm just saying, captivating. Like,
I mean, that is terrible. I mean, yeah, that yeah, is basically, it just makes, I mean, me he sad. Would have to go through the, like, a grieving process for those people.
Crazy. Like, yeah. Your mind convinced you. It's almost, well, yeah, and that's like, well, that's like going through dreams. Well,
like, you think
something's
going to happen, and this guy's been tripping, and, like, his family's been dead the whole time or something, which would be awful, but it's like, I guess it's better that they never existed.
Well, of
it's
course.
Less sad.
But I'm saying it's like a dream where,
to him, it feels
when
like
you
his
go
family's
through a
died.
Dream, when you go through a dream and you wake up, and even for that 2 seconds that you're, like, jumping out of bed, you're like, your heart's still kind of racing. But then, like, in those 2 seconds, you realize, okay, like, that was a dream. It's
yeah,
like,
dude.
If that
had crazy
never,
dreams
if you wake up, if it's like, if you wake up and then the dream or that feeling of you saying, oh, it was a dream, never went away. Like,
well, right. That's kind of how it feels when, like, someone you love dies. It's like a bad dream that never ends. Like,
I'm
in
not
real
well,
life.
Well, yeah, but
have
I'm
you ever
saying
had a dream
like,
where, like, a family member dies and you wake up and you're like, oh, thank God.
Yeah, like, but I'm saying, like, everyone's telling you, yeah, but that was a real thing. I'm saying everyone is telling you, no, I'm telling you, that was literally just a dream. That never happened.
Yeah, but yeah.
And
can't.
You still feel exact, like, your brain is telling you that it, like, happened 100%.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah. Crazy.
Super sad. Moment of silence for them, for those folks. Anyways, you got anything to get us out of this?
How long was that story, dude? I feel like we started this ep off really weird. I wasn't catching, like,
do you want me to,
what you were
throwing.
Do you
want me to tell you something that's kind of, it's sad in the grand scheme of things, but I loved watching it for some reason?
Not really, because you just said
don't
you're
really
going to tell
want
me
sad.
Sad.
It's not sad. I saw like a 8 to 10 minute clip of an episode last night or the night before. Of the To Catch a Predator with Chris Hansen. Have you ever watched that show?
I think I've watched like clips of it. I don't know if I've ever watched full episode.
I don't know if it's my new favorite show or what, but the whole time I was locked in because you know nothing's going to happen to this poor young girl.
Mm-hmm.
And you know you're about to see some justice served. And these guys are just scum. And so the one I watched was just this guy. He was like 44. This girl, I guess, told him she was 13, but they had like an actor who was the girl. Obviously, he's been catfished online. She didn't look 13. She looked like way older, so I don't know how that didn't like raise a flag when he walked through the doors. But he like walked in and like brought a pizza, which is like creepy. He drove like 2.5 hours to her house and like brought a pizza for them to eat, tried to give her a hug. She's like, no, I'm just really nervous. I've never done this type of thing, whatever. So they just
might
stand.
Be the same clip I've seen.
They just stand and they eat the pizza and whatever. And then.
They're like eating around an island.
She said, do you have like the contract that you said you were going to bring? And he's like, let's just eat first. I don't want to get into that. She's like, I just like to do that because I'm going to be thinking about it the whole time. He's like, let's just eat first. And apparently he brought like a marriage contract because he thought if I can get her to sign this marriage contract and then I have sex with her.
Good for TikTok. Good for
then like I won't be in trouble. And so anyways,
you realize it like halfway through the word. I feel like you got most of the word out and then just added G's on the end.
I'm always adding G's. I don't know how this guy didn't catch
Whoa,
it. Oh,
that's a bar. Whoa.
Yeah.
That's actually a bar. Holy crap.
I'm in absolute flow state. You're like, flow they state, have this kitchen like, with this island, and then there's a doorway that they had black curtained off. And like another one over here. So I'm like, is this guy an idiot?
It's just like, they're like black curtains.
So like they're sitting
it
there.
Says like, it says like the dude's name, like Henson, like on like a piece of paper.
It
like,
says, and there's catch a
so,
yeah.
There are so many camera angles that I don't know.
I know.
How,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he's sitting there.
Hidden cameras.
They hear like a rustling in the other room. And he goes, he's like eating a slice of pizza. And he goes, what was that? And she's like, I don't know. Maybe I should go check. And he was like, is someone here? And she walks through the black curtain and walks Chris Hansen. And he's like, hello, whatever. And this guy's just like, what are you, a father?
He's like, worse. You're worse than
he goes, I'll tell you who I am in just a moment. Why don't you answer a few questions? And good so fashion. He goes through this whole thing. He's reading all these chats. He's like basically saying, like, didn't you know she was 13? Then you come here to do this, and he's like, the guy like is knowing that he's getting caught, and he was just like, who are you? And then he's like, you're not going to believe me, but on the drive here, I told myself I wasn't going to have sex with her. Which is like maybe the best argument you can make.
Yeah, low key. Yeah, because it's like they can't argue with you in like, your car alone, but
he's just like, okay, and he's reading these DMs that they had that he was like the guy would literally say like,
I'm going over right now.
So what happened? Oh, I forgot a major part. While they're sitting there eating pizza before Chris Hansen walks in, as he goes to eat, he goes, oh, sorry, give me just a second. Pulls out a pill bottle, Viagra, takes one, puts it in, and she goes, what is that? And he goes, oh, it's just something I take like before I do this kind of thing. And then takes it, takes a drink of water, downs it. Not 15 seconds later, Chris Hansen walks in. All the comments are like, imagine taking a Viagra and Chris Hansen walks in. Like, you're about to say what your intentions were, and in the back of the cop car, you're about to... Dude, crazy. Anyways, he just kept talking to himself into it, and he was like, I came here to hang out. I didn't do anything with her. Is that against the law? And they're, like, reading all these DMs. Dude, it was bad. But, like, something in my mind, seeing those guys go to jail afterwards is... And Chris Hansen is...
They're the worst.
Chris Hansen is so, like... cheesy intense.
Yeah, I know.
He's like, you don't have to talk to me. If you'd like, you can exit right there.
Just like,
and he's
fits,
like,
yeah.
What do you mean? You're telling me I can leave? And he's like, yeah, you can leave if you'd like. And he's like, are there, he's like, and then what happens to me? And he's like, that's not up to me. It's like super intense. And then the guy walks out and his cops are in the garage. The guy got like, which is probably a little low. He got like 7 years in prison, but it was only a mandatory 30 months, so 2.5 years. Like to,
I mean, I guess that, yeah, he technically
like to up that mandatory.
They didn't have
a little.
Him like on record that he did anything.
No, but
I
doubt that was that guy's first rodeo. Anyways, we don't have to get into all the specifics of that, but the show was hilarious. The guy literally sat there when he was like so smug when he came in, and he kind of realized what was happening, so he just like sat back down, kept eating pizza. And then he like looked at Chris Hansen and he was like, you want a slice? Dude.
Wait, guy is an this idiot. Is when they're talking?
Yeah. Because he was like, or he said, or no, he's when he said, like, you can leave, he said, you can take your pizza with you. And he was like, you want a slice?
Chris Hansen's like, I only eat wood fired.
Only eat square pizzas. Call back.
Holy.
Anyways.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's a good show, though. I feel like I...
That's the first clip I've ever seen from it.
That's the first episode?
I didn't watch a full episode, but that's the first, like, little scenario.
What, did you watch on Instagram or something?
I think it was Facebook. I still don't have Instagram. I never re-downloaded it.
Speaking of still not having Instagram, I knew that, so I don't know why I said that, because I knew you didn't have Instagram, and I sent this to you thinking you had Instagram one day while I was scrolling on Instagram, but then... As like after I sent it to you, I realized, oh no, wait, he still doesn't have Instagram. And so then I was like, I'll just bring it up on the pod.
Let's go.
So
blessing.
I feel like
blessings.
It is. Yeah, blessings in disguise. Wow. no, I feel like this ep is already just like us more current event or just telling other people's stories. So I'll continue.
Let's go.
But no, so do you know the Quiet Place movies?
I haven't seen them, but I know.
John Krasinski. Yeah. So they're coming out with a third one.
Yeah.
I've watched both of them. I enjoyed them. I think they're really good movies. This third one, it has, I believe, just one trailer out so far, and it just came out. Or sorry. Nope. That was awful. Two trailers. But the second one, the first trailer was normal, looked really cool, has some couple different new characters, new celebrities in it. But this second trailer, it just reminded me, and I wanted to get your thoughts on it, of how just like marketing with whatever, movies, like soda, whatever, is like evolving back to what it was. So if you think back or look back at like old commercials or trailers, they're very like abrupt. They're not trying to like they can't say this or they can't say this because they're not trying to be like liable for this or like, you know what I mean? But it's like slowly, like I feel like going back.
Do you mean in terms of like mudslinging type stuff?
Yeah. Like in obviously like now we already have like name calling back and like different things like that.
A good example of that is Starry is competing with Sprite now.
Yep.
And I saw in like that the press conference room, they have a guy in like a blurred out Sprite hoodie.
But it's like barely blurred. Yeah. I've seen that one. Well, and there's also, there's commercials now that will literally just say Sprite sometimes now. Mm-hmm. Not in, like, I'm not like quoting a Starry commercial, but like there's things where they'll just name drop them now. Mm-hmm. Anyway, this second trailer, it's like actually kind of an insane fact as well. So the whole thing with those movies is the monsters, or I think they're technically aliens.
Yeah, if you make noise.
If you make noise, they like find you and kill you. So this third one is showing a perspective, I believe, from New York. And so it was just like this, I don't know, 15-second Instagram ad. Mm-hmm. And dude, like captivating as, like, it's like it's insane. Like I couldn't keep my eyes off it. Anyway, it's these like the main characters sprinting down New York City, like this like main street as these monsters in the background are coming down. And it just says this fact in text. It says New York stays at around 90 decibels, like at all times.
Mm-hmm. Like noisy.
Yeah, that's this, and then it like it's like saying this in text, and it's like that's the same as having someone like stand right next to you and scream at the top of their lungs, blah blah blah, and then it just says, "Shut the F up," and then it like goes dark.
What is that saying about the movie, though?
I know. Okay, so in my they're like, so it says like. S-T, like, and it goes down just like, you know, like, if you people text that, like, what is it? S-T-U-F?
S-T-F-U.
S-T-F-U, yeah.
The B-Y-U. Shut the F up!
The B-Y, it just says the B-Y-U. It'd be crazy.
The flash is big on
But no, it's like, that one's not calling anybody out, but it's just like, I feel like, even like, I don't know.
Everything's got to be edgy.
Right. Like now we're getting back to it, not because people want to be mean, but because people want to be unique. And the only way to be unique now is being more edgy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's almost like a cop-out way to be unique, I feel like.
Yeah. You could say that.
Like, it's easy. It's also not that unique to tell somebody to shut the F up.
But what
guys
I thought,
at BYU have been doing that for years.
what I thought was cool about it was it's back. It goes back into like this movie advertising that a lot of people are doing now, where they're trying to make it feel even more realistic. Like
like they're giving actual New York City facts,
right? And for the, and they're telling you to shut up, like you're in the like you're there,
yeah.
Like don't make a noise, and then like. For the Ape movie, they had like insanely like dressed people like in crazy makeup that looked like and like looked just like apes. Did you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys not see that? So they had like these people that were like professionally done. They looked like they were freaking apes, and they were like even shorter people, and they were riding horses like in the thing, like just in like cities,
like in real life to promo it.
Yeah. And that's the same thing.
That'll be the scariest thing I've ever seen.
Right, exactly. And that's the same thing that
that Smile.
Don't Look Up. That movie. That,
oh, they did that too.
They did where
I never
they
saw that.
They had like where freaking aliens were like sitting in baseball games, and then also this is all coming back to me. The movie, that horror movie Smile.
Yeah, that's what I was just.
They also in they in they like people arenas, in people would just be paid. They would just pay actors. To just keep a smile on their face for
like sit behind
6 hours
home plate
straight.
And sit there with the
bro, I couldn't do that.
I know.
Creepy smile on their face.
And it's just they just sit there, they wouldn't move. People come up, talk to them, take pictures, and they just
do you remember when they were
smile.
Trying to promo something and they kept showing on TV like AI robot people at sporting events? That was like last year.
Yeah, that was for a movie too. I don't remember what that was for.
But you know what I'm saying though? Like it's all bringing it
even real life,
closer
yeah.
to you. Like, it's like the movie tries to make it feel like real life, and then it's bringing it into our everyday lives.
Mm-hmm.
It's like,
it's like you might be taking yourself too seriously.
Right. Where's the line? I don't know. I don't.
That's why
I
like when
though.
A movie kinda, like, dude, we've been rewatching old movies. We know. I know we've talked about how we're watching Shrek, but like a lot of animated movies or like comedies or like whatever. Like I'm fine with movies just making me feel good and laughing. I don't need all the other crap. Like Fall Guy coming out. I still haven't seen it.
I know. We still
but like
haven't seen
that is
movie.
My kind of movie. Like, it's not trying to give me any kind of, like, life-ending theory in it. It's not, like, trying to scare you or do anything. It's just, like, action and comedy, and I'm in.
No, I definitely love the concept of that movie. I also will say, though, I feel like...
Bro, we could rent it on the TV and watch it right after this.
Sure. I feel like I'm all over the place with movies. Like, I feel like I'm one... And it's like within a span of like 6 months. Like the last 6 months, I was into way different stuff than I am now. Like actually, this 6 months, I've been watching like no movies. But like, I don't know. It's like sections. Like now I wouldn't want to watch. Like I'd want to watch more of a movie like Fall Guy. Mm-hmm. But like, I don't know. Like a year ago, I was like super into, not like depressing movies, but like. Movies that like
Academy
were like
movies.
Yeah, and like made you think and like all it.
I just don't care that much about that. I have a friend that's really into like all the movies that are nominated and all that, but like I've just never been picky about movies. I feel like I can come out of a like almost 100% of the time, probably 99, I'll go see a movie in the theater or watch it and then be like,
good
like
or
how
bad.
Is that movie? And I'll be like, yeah, it was all right.
Yeah, it's like good or bad.
Like, I don't care. I mean, pass, fail. Yeah, it was fine.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I feel like I was probably similar. I mean, I don't know. Maybe not like pass, fail, like good or bad, but not that black and white. But now that I like try to practice cinematography and stuff with like freelance sometimes, it definitely like you appreciate it in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
But, and I like break down things that I enjoy more or like... So that just makes you look at it from a whole different perspective. But I understand what you're saying.
Yeah. I think I'm just not picky. I'm like, if it was like somewhat entertaining, I've definitely seen bad movies, but majority of the time I'm not, I don't care that much.
Right. But yeah, those advertisements though, I don't know. I mean, like I was saying, I feel like they're okay, but it is kind of like, well, I guess my original thing was the just marketing, how it's turning. But I enjoy that. I feel like, I enjoy that it just makes things more interesting.
Yeah.
Like in the actual like commercial marketing type stuff. But yeah, yeah. It is kind of crazy. Those dude, what are they paying those actors to do that? What are they paying an actor to go sit at an entire baseball game behind home plate and you just have to smile for?
Are they like nobody actors?
Yeah, no, it's not people you know.
Yeah, then it's probably not much. They're not smiling the whole time. They're only smiling when the cameras are on them.
Dude, people, every single video you find of those people, they're smiling.
Mm, maybe I'm wrong then.
I literally think they were smiling the whole time. Also, dude, they're behind home
plate.
How long
do you think you could do this?
That would hurt. Tired.
I that's what I'm saying. I don't think I could do it for 6 hours straight. But it's like nobody posted. I feel like the thing of the internet would be to post like,
them not smiling.
This is the person not smiling. But I never found that.
I don't know.
That's craziness.
Hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hear you.
Yeah, and they're just like...
Dude, freaking
scary. Like they had their eyes down.
This is a side note. That I just thought was funny. I saw a video this past week of this guy where he was saying... He was like listing some things like, okay, when I die, I want to see some like stats on my life. And he was like, things I want to see. He's like, how many times I've pooped?
He's astronomical. Like,
or maybe just total tonnage of poop compared to the rest of the world.
Whoa.
Like what percentile of tonnage you're in?
Yes. Like compared to like other people, yeah, where do I
hold on,
fall?
Pause. What do you want there? What's your goal there?
90 plus. Yeah.
Carry on.
I just like being in the top.
Yeah.
He said that. He said, my win percentage. So he was like, any competition.
Whoa, sports, that'd be sick.
Board games, video games. Like,
that'd be insane to see. I'm definitely in the losing column 100%.
He said, a highlight of all my best moments, like my biggest laughs.
Biggest poo.
Yeah. Like when, you know.
Highlight reel.
That's actually his best biggest sports laugh. Moments. It's like, they're like, he's like, oh, they freaking skipped
you're
my.
You're watching it with all your friends in heaven, and they're like, whoa, wait, what were you laughing at? And you're like, nothing.
They're like, you skipped their big laugh. They're like, no, same thing. It's two for one.
Yeah.
He said, and then like, you know, the flip side of that, like all my like most embarrassing moments. He said like, maybe all the times I almost died but didn't. Or like where I didn't know, or like he said, all my outfits ranked best to worst based on public perception.
Okay, this is too much now. This is too much. We've gone off the rails.
But like, also like who had a crush on me but I didn't know it.
Yeah, who cares about that?
When you're dead? He said from start to finish. And then what was the other one that he said?
Wait, is he saying he wants to know this or he wants this to like be shown at his funeral?
No, he just wants to know, like when he gets to heaven.
How much poop tonnage you did to show at your funeral?
They're like, I had a crush on Steve and you have to go up to talk.
And he dropped 1 billion gallons. You're like, whoa.
Everyone goes...
Okay, thanks. Anyone else have any words?
That's like the thing of like the society like rewards like you get like a better like tombstone.
Yo, that boy was eaten.
No, just the last one was that I thought was funny. The main one was then just a collage of photos that you're in the background in that you didn't know the background of.
That would be funny.
But and then he was just like, anything I missed or that you would want?
That would be funny.
I thought those were funny.
Yeah, I'm curious. That's interesting. Like, I'm curious. I guess I don't have that many things that come to mind that where I was like, oh, that was a near-death experience for me. But it's interesting to think, have there been some and I was just oblivious?
I don't know.
That just reminded me.
Like, could you have been on a plane where, like, the pilot almost lost control and you were just like, oh, hitting some turbulence?
No, but that just made me think of that one time. That time when I... said when you said there was so much traffic going home from work and I said maybe try to go the Clay Wade bridge and then that guy got shot on the Brent Spence bridge.
True. Dude, right when I was supposed to have been coming home southbound on the Brent Spence, it was when they were doing construction on something and Megan said, oh, there was something like you may want to go home.
You were just complaining about the amount of traffic.
So she said, go this bridge. And I said, oh, I don't know I could go that way. So I went that bridge. We got home that night. We heard about how like a stray bullet had killed a man on the bridge.
Like in his car.
At the time I was coming home. I don't know how that works. It feels like no, definitely got shot.
No, that's awful someone. Too, though. No, I don't know, though, because I literally saw a video the other day where...
Did you just spit a bubble and the bubble just floated around and went into you?
What? Oh, my God. That's awful.
It was just like...
That's awful. What the heck? Hopefully you caught that.
I hope so.
But no, I saw this video on like Instagram or something and it was, this guy, like just like a road rage, like video kind of thing. And mm-hmm. this guy pulled out a gun and like, he like pointed it at him and then like to like scare him went like this, went pop, pop. And like all the comments were like, those will land.
Yes, but yes.
You know what I mean? Like, and that's awful. Someone could actually... die just randomly. No one knows.
Did that happen to someone?
No one knows where the bullet came from.
That could happen. I just think that the velocity, correct me if I'm wrong, wouldn't the velocity be less from gravity than it would be from the initial
gunshot? I think you're right. If it's at a certain height, I think you're right.
Yeah.
But this was like, it was like angled. Like it was like.
It would definitely hurt someone. Whoa, I don't know. It could kill somebody, I guess.
that arm angle is kind of crazy.
What are you doing, bro? Clip that.
You know what I mean, though? Like it wasn't like straight up. It was just like.
Yeah, the bullet was just like out.
I feel like that's better. That. Almost. Because then it's not going as high.
Yeah, so maybe the falling velocity slower.
So like maybe it's
slower.
Like the velocity slows down. No, I thought down.
Maybe. I was thinking it has to go higher to slow down because the gravity, if it's going at an angle, then gravity isn't like pulling
it's
on
still
it.
Still hitting its peak and then starting.
Right, but the, if the peak's bigger, then gravity slows it down more. That's yeah, what I was sure. thinking. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
Not until recently. Like up until recently, when I would go shooting like outdoors at someone's land where you're hitting a metal target and it's just dink, dink. I was kind of always like, hope one of these don't come ricochets, back and hit me. But then when I went and shot most recently, I learned there's a specific kind of steel that's so much harder than the bullets that like the bullets just flatten in it and fall to the ground.
Huh.
And so like literally after we would shoot, we would go pick it up and there was just little pancaked bullets everywhere because that steel is so strong that we're shooting yeah. into.
Oh.
Which I didn't know. Like, yeah, if you shoot a certain kind of steel that's not the grade of steel you need for those bullets, then yeah, they'll ricochet everywhere. But
it's interesting.
Huh. Yeah. I've always heard horror stories because like if you go to an indoor gun range, they'll have like your targets, but then they'll have like a wall of rubber on the back wall.
I know, dude. Okay. Yeah.
And so I have heard horror stories though where like every now and then
yep.
a bullet will hit a bullet that's already lodged in the rubber yep. and ricochet.
Yeah.
That's why I don't like indoor gun ranges.
I know. Dude.
But that's like, that has got to be like a one in a billion.
I know. But then that also, and I've heard horror stories about how the mound of like, sometimes it'll be like mounds of like tire and then like different layers of like tire, then
yeah, yeah.
this, then this, then this. And it's like mounds of stuff and there'll be like half an inch of clearance between the ceiling and all these mounds at this one centimeter part and it gets through and goes out the back.
Yeah.
Dude, at the range that's near us.
It goes out the back of the...
of the facility.
I mean, it would have to travel through that and go through cinder block. And
again, like one in a billion, but
it.
No, but that's happened before. And like, I was literally, I mean, I wasn't thinking about it, but then I went shopping like on Mall Road the other day and it was...
It like would just shoot into the back. It would hit that old crappy furniture store.
No, 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 no. There were people walking in. There were people walking in. I'm walking into the shopping center. There's people behind the gun range. And literally from outside, center? You can hear, bah, 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 bah,
well, yeah,
bah.
You can hear it.
I know. I'm just saying, wouldn't that be scary? You just work right behind it every day?
Yeah. One time when I went to the gun range, I just got a new gun and I got like this... pretty like nice red dot and tricked out my handgun a little bit. And the guy that was working security, because they always have security in there because somebody could just go in there and shoot everybody in there if they wanted. But there's a guy employed there that is armed and mm-hmm. keeps an eye on those things. Well, this guy like wanted to be buddies or something. And he was like, what do you got here? Oh man, this is a sick gun. Yeah, whatever. And he was just standing like in my bay with me and he was like, do you mind if I shoot a couple? And so I was like, no, whatever. But like, I mean, for like 10-15 minutes he's like in my bay and I'm like, you can keep an eye on these other fellas or what are we thinking here? I get that we could be buddies, but
he's just there. What if we both die? Goes from person to person like, can I shoot a couple?
Yeah, yeah. All he's doing like is just crazy practicing.
Yeah. Dude, when I first got my shotgun, I just wanted to shoot, and it was winter time. This was years ago, and I would just go up there and put that paper out 10 yards and just fire a huge buckshot.
What the heck? Where?
Just
wait, where?
I would pull the paper in, and it's just all hanging by strings. They're on Mall Road.
Oh, I thought you. No, I.
Because I have a. I right. had a 19 inch.
I thought you were saying just like outside, inch. You just lay a piece of paper no. on the ground.
On the ground. Shooting the concrete.
Just like kick open the freaking coffin.
Dude, no, because I have a. It's like a home. It's like a more tactical. It's like a 19 inch short barrel.
Yeah.
12 gauge. And so I would shoot slugs, but shooting slugs in a shortened barrel is like you're getting punched in the arm. Mm-hmm. And so it was, so I was just like, I just shoot some buckshot or birdshot and it would just
dude
destroy the paper.
I had this, wait, so how long is that shotgun? Like you said
19 inches. So
I knew you were going to do that.
I don't know. The I had, barrel's 19 inches.
I had my,
so you're looking right. at something like that.
My buddy, my buddy showed me this video this one time of literally so stupid, but it was insane. So they just sawed the barrel off of a shotgun. Uh-huh. And
it's called a sawed off.
And
used to use those in Call of Duty.
Dude, he was like, dude, look at this picture of me shooting this thing. Dude, it like shot behind his like hip. Like he was holding it like this. And then when he shot it, his arms like flew back.
The gun just flies out.
Just let's go of it. It's fine.
I was like, I don't know. I feel like I would have like at least mounted on my hip or something. He was just like this. And his friend was like, hold on tight. They're just like at a creek. <They're> just like
hold on tight.
Literally, like, dude, like
people can be so stupid with guns.
It's like
I mean, granted, I was like, just no point in target practicing with that thing, but I was at least aiming that thing down range.
Being you're like, one of these bullets has got to hit another bullet.
Just trying to play the odds.
Do you want to get to know the bros?
Let's do it.
Okay. I don't know if this question is good. I ran it by our producer, and she didn't give me much information, but we'll try it. Okay.
I'm kind of nervous.
I saw this question. Well, hopefully not as nervous as I was when you were telling your freaking long story.
Yeah. You seem like you were shook.
Dude, that's so scary. Anyway, okay, saw this online the other day. It's an interesting question. You can go about it in different ways. Okay, so the question is...
Whenever you're ready.
Holy frick, wait.
This is Blake last week. Wait, no, this is the joke.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, hilarious. I'll polish that joke up and I'll tell you, and it'll make you all laugh.
Did you see me clip that at the front of the intro, dude?
I think, yeah.
Anyway.
I was like, he better not give away the punchline.
Oh, yeah. I don't think I did. So it's, is there any scenario in your life, dude, your face, is there any scenario in life where it makes you take your clothes off faster than any other scenario? Like, what scenario do you go in and you just...
No, I thought it was put your clothes
on. No, no.
Do you want to hear my answer to this, Justice?
Okay, this is why... This Megan, is
tell
why
him the fastest I've ever taken my clothes off.
No, okay. Gosh, dude, I mess it up every single time. I don't know why. I need it written down in front
Holy
of me.
Cow, that was a sus question.
No, got the your question sitting was... Right there. And Justice, you have to give your example. Or
no,
it doesn't
the
make
question
sense.
Was okay. Well, that would be
Don't
my
give
answer.
An example.
That would be my answer. Yeah. So yeah, answer. The question was: is there any scenario where it makes you put on your clothes way faster? And so, like, the reason why I wanted to ask it was because I think it is I think it's.
I can't believe you
dude,
said
I mess it up
on.
Every time, dude. I mess somehow.
Why do you mess it up? It's just saying clothes on versus clothes off.
No, I just
Why
mean
don't you write the question.
I just
down?
Mean somehow when I'm trying to deliver a question and I most of the time it's just like off the dome, but like and that's what I do best, but when I have something that's like thought of, if I try to think it to like make sure it's right, it just goes south. Anyway, I thought it was funny because, or I thought you might have like some funny story or something about it, because I felt like when I was, especially when I was like younger, if I was like at a friend's house or something and like they have a pool and they're like, oh yeah, like you can change in this room. Like all my buddies are like waiting to like change into their swim trunks or something.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, I felt so much pressure to just like throw my trunks on as fast as possible. I don't know.
So that they didn't see you naked?
No. What? No, they're
no,
not coming
himself.
In the bathroom.
Oh, just because you like, don't want to like them to leave you or hold them up or something?
Like if I'm gonna, maybe it's like FOMO, but like also like, yeah, like yeah. If I'm holding up another guy or like, but I was like, I don't know. And maybe that's all like, I don't know.
I guess I have a couple answers. Recently, if we're talking clothes on.
Yeah, clothes on.
I was prepared to answer clothes off, so now I have to pivot.
Yeah, maybe I probably should have been like, PG, clothes off. PG, clothes off? That might be an interesting answer.
PG, clothes off, I don't have an answer. I would say right now in our bedroom, we have like almost like floor-to-ceiling windows all around. And so like sometimes at the right angle, you could see a neighbor. And so I will say like when I get, when I'm like changing or whatever, and I'm in our bedroom, I'm pretty urgent with it because I'm like, if anybody walks out on their patio, they could get a full view of what's going on.
So you just keep the blinds open?
Yeah, because I don't want to pull them down. And like,
you're like, it's natural light.
It's nice when we wake up in the morning because it's like the sun kind of wakes you up and it's nice.
Wow.
Luxury. But downside to that, some people get a little more than they pay for. I would say my
Do they pay for some of it?
They pay for a little bit. my true answer, though, that has been my answer since childhood, is out of the shower.
Mm.
I've never gotten out of the shower and not been the coldest I've ever been in my entire life.
That's actually so true, dude.
And ever since I was a little kid, I recently learned because the coldness that you get when you take a night shower, you're ready for bed, you get out, it's like your whole body's frozen. And so what I've started doing is I just crack the shower door, I reach out and grab my towel, I close the shower door. Ooh, even though it's open on top.
Do you dry off in shower?
I've started.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I always have.
No, I always have. I've started to do the opposite to try. I'm like, you got to do something that you don't like. Be uncomfortable.
What? Be in a 70-degree bathroom?
Literally, dude. Literally.
The bathroom you shower in is also smaller, so it probably holds heat really well.
Yeah,
so it's probably not cold.
I was actually thinking of my parents' bathroom because my parents have been in Europe for the past 2 weeks.
You've been using their bathroom?
I was using their bathroom.
Wow, you heard it here first.
Let me tell you, that bathroom does not heat up, dude.
That's what I'm saying. Like, the larger the bathroom, it'll lose.
Well, that bathroom is probably closer to your guys'
size.
Mom has
the heater. Mom used to have this little heater,
mm-hmm.
and we would turn it on.
Yeah, well,
I would just get out of the shower and just park myself in front of that heater.
No,
she has a heater,
but I've
never used it.
I remember when I was.
I promise.
I remember when I was a kid and I was like young enough, like where I would just shower, I would just like bathe or whatever in my parents' bathroom. I would get out and just fully naked, just lay on the little rug outside of the tub or shower and just drape the towels over my body until I got warm because I was so uncomfortably cold. I would curl up like a little turtle on
the
rug
done that?
And just cover my whole body in towels.
No, not on the rug. Maybe, are you, how young?
If you're on the tile,
like on
it's
towel.
Even colder.
Like we would lay a towel down to get out of the shower.
Dude, not even like that. Not even like that. This is the ground. I'm this way.
Yeah, we would do that, but we had a little heater.
No, yeah, I've like wrapped around and sat in front of the heater, but like around my back, not laid down and just like pulled it over like a blanket.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what you're saying you did?
Yeah, but like, I'm like laying in like a turtle position, and so like I have the towel over my back, so you can definitely probably see my whole butt.
Wait, are you like butt in the air? Are you like butts in the air?
No, like I'll settle down into it.
No way.
But you can probably see my beehole.
Dude, I thought you were like laying down normally.
Oh, like, dude, I'm like this. I was like this.
Wait, let me get on the second angle.
I was like,
hold on.
It feels forced. I'm trying to do for demonstration purposes. I'm going to lay in this position, and then you can just imagine a towel that doesn't cover my whole body.
Okay.
But I'm trying to get it to cover my whole body. So I would just lay like this.
Put their booty in the air. I was thinking like the side.
The side?
Like how I'm laying right now.
I know, that's what I was saying.
No, I couldn't do that. I wanted the coverage.
That's what I was saying. You just have your face in the carpet.
Yeah, it's like a tub. It's like a rug outside the tub. It's
and
not
you just
like,
had your... But then the draft
dude,
is just
I know,
crazy.
The draft
on the,
is
I know,
crazy.
So you're constantly like trying to get the towel to cover more of your body.
Cover your booty hole.
Yeah, yes. You're literally the most vulnerable part of your body is as high as it can be. You have
what does
the,
that say about you that you would consider the beehole the most vulnerable part of the body?
We are not changing subject because you're like...
That might be the gayest thing you ever said. Which is okay.
Blake has been known to be rough on people on this podcast, so he has to make that clear. No, but that's crazy. That's a crazy position. I thought you were laying on your side or maybe your back, but no,
my
you
back.
Are.
I'm just laying on my back and my mom's getting ready.
That's worse than
you were your laying butt like that there? And your mom is in there?
I was a child.
Wait, you... Oh my gosh. It just,
okay, child
continues
is,
to...
Is how old?
I don't know. 5?
Oh, okay, that's not as bad. I was thinking. Okay, yeah, that's. I was thinking you were like 10 years old.
No, I don't know. I was like a little kid.
Okay, that's not as bad.
I don't definitely older than 5, though. I feel like.
I don't remember.
You're like.
I'm like. I'm trying to think if I was driving. No. No shot.
Well.
What's your answer? Did you already give
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I.
It was with just people.
Weren't even listening.
Yeah, it was with your buddies. You were trying to get clothed in
yeah,
front of them
as
super
crazy
quick.
As that. But no, yeah, just another, not necessarily a punchline, but just another question / punchline botch by me.
I never considered.
We'll work on it.
I never really considered the butt being out on mine as much. But now that you guys say it.
You're like, that was always the coldest point.
I did feel cold. I just didn't think of it as like, somebody could see this.
You're like, I was 5. I couldn't adapt. Yeah. I just felt cold. And you're like, if I do it every day.
What
change.
Is that kind of like sun therapy that people do where they will expose that part of their body to the sun and it's supposed to be.
Oh, I've heard about that.
There's something where you can absorb sunlight through your beehole.
Dude, that's what I was thinking when you were saying you had the windows open in your room. I was thinking of that.
So like people will do that where they will try to get direct sunlight to that area for a few minutes.
Well, yeah, or they'll just like have like, you know, those people who put like the fences that are blocked off. It's like wood panels, but there's no spaces.
But at the right angle, you can kind of
see
through.
People say like sometimes they'll just go out and lay outside in the sun, like when high noon, just naked.
Like a privacy fence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or no privacy fence. I don't know. Never been around it. Or maybe
privates,
I have.
Privates e-fence.
Well, they're selling the house next door to us. Mm-hmm. And somebody that was looking at it was like trying to look in our yard and asked Blake how much you could see into their yard.
No way.
And they made the, and they said, yeah, because her husband likes to swim naked because they have a pool in the backyard. And then she's like, she's kidding. But I'm like, but are you? Because why do you care that much how much
yeah,
you can
you actually asked the question. Yeah.
Like, that's okay. I'm not going to. He can. I'm probably not going to be looking at that guy. It's okay.
You can kind of see. So.
Yeah, you can kind of see. It is pretty. It is a pretty private.
Yeah.
It's literally just the one part where the dogs have gone at it, the way they've cleared like a little area.
No, if you just bend down really far, you can always take a
peek. Ted and Bear will be watching.
Yeah, they're just always going to be looking for that dog.
Yeah.
Tough. An enemy
removed. Yeah, that dog can move far, far away. Anything else?
Nope. That's all I got.
We covered a lot of ground.
Yeah.
All right. Episode 23, out.